Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. A coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 20th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it's the 6th of Ab 5787. Now it's time to continue in Zephaniah and the second chapter. Verse 1, undesired ethnic group, you must gather. So he's talking to a nation of undesired people. Verse 2, before a directive is generated, will not day pass like wind-driven chaff? Terrible conditions, much like what's going on today in various parts of this planet. Before Eternal Originator's burning nose comes at you, will not day of Eternal Originator's nose come at you? It certainly will. He is very upset with us as his people. We don't like to think we're bad, but we are. Verse 3, all the lands humble who practices ethics, you must seek Eternal Originator. You must seek correctness. You must seek humility. We will be humbled if we don't seek humility, because pride goes before destruction. Perhaps you will be concealed in Eternal Originator's nose day. His day is bent out of shape because we've been so disobedient. Verse 4, Gaza. You know that word is in today's news. Gaza, the word, by the way, means strong. Gaza will be abandoned. It'll be gone, kaput, over. Ashkelon will be for devastation. They will expel effusion at the noons. Weakener will be uprooted. Weakener is the word for Philistine or Philistines. And it is very important to understand the Supreme has no use for these people. Verse 5, woe are ones inhabiting the sea district. I think peoples of butchers. Originator statement is about you. I needed to correct that because it should say Eternal Originator's statement is about you. Synchronicities, weakeners, land. These are those that have claimed they own that area and it's strictly for Israel. I will destroy you. Not one will remain. He had said that back in Exodus when he talked about these people and nobody's listening, but they'll all be disappeared here. Verse 6, the sea district will be abodes and cottages for tenders and enclosures for herds. Nothing worthwhile left. A district is for praise originator's house, that is for the temple. But the temple now is no longer viable. It's the people of Supreme. They are living stones that he makes his house. They will tend them. They rest in the evenings in Ashkelon's houses. Eternal Archangel, their mighty one, will take care of them and turn their exile. I heard, who is your papa's approach and people's sons reviling? They reproached my people. They boasted about their territory. Don't think opposing Israel or Judah is ever going to work out. Verse 9, I, living groups, eternal originator, most powerful prevails, most powerful communication. Who is your papa? Who is your papa will be like demon. That was an ancient area in the past that was ruined by a rain of sulfur. People's sons will be like tyranny. Breeding, weeds, pits of salt, devastation until the future. A remnant of my people will plunder them. Rest of my ethnic people will possess them. This is for them instead of their majesty. They reproached and boasted against groups, eternal originators, people. Eternal originator, verse 11, will be awesome against them. He will emaciate all the planets mighty. That's a powerful statement that Zephaniah makes there. All the ethnic groups will serve him, each man from his locale. Verse 12, as if he were getting smarter, you will be my sword pierced. These people will be dead. That's what Supreme just inspired him to write. Verse 13, he will extend his hand northward in level. Destroy level plain. That is the ancient Assyrian group. He will put seat of government city, that's Nineveh, to devastation of arid desert. Verse 14, herds rest in it, every ethnic people's animal. A bird and shrinking animal will lodge in its capitals. A bird, that's a songbird, will sing in the window. Desolation is in the threshold. Cedar panel will be laid bare. This is the jubilant city living securely, who said in her heart, I am and nothing else. Damn foolish pride. This, how will it become for terror? A resting place for animals. Everyone passing will hiss and shake his head. It's a terrible future for this particular situation. All right, I think in closing, I'd like to say a few closing remarks here. We must flee idolatry, immorality, deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, and stealing, as well as murder. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.